This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if at any point during today's show you want to get some more information on what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. While you're at the website, make sure to check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our past shows, and you can also subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Now, for some of us, the only bad thing about summer is that it comes to an end, unfortunately. And those cookouts on the patio and trips to the beach are about to be replaced by raking leaves and warm socks. But hey, at least the arrival of fall also means the return of pumpkin spice. And I know everyone loves pumpkin spice, right? Now, the end of summer is also an ideal time for a little fall financial tune-up. It's common for many of us to spend a little bit more money than usual during the summer. Tickets to ball games, extra trips to the ice cream shop, long road trips with the family, and all of that can add up in a hurry, obviously. So during today's show, we're going to look at some of the ways that you can adjust your financial strategy so that you can head into fall with fresh energy. But before we jump into our subject for today, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us, Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I've had a great week. And again, not to date myself, but last weekend was my 40th high school reunion. And no. I went to that in Worthington, Minnesota, where they have Turkey Days once a year. That's their big festival. And yes, it is a laugh-worthy event. They have turkey races down the street. And my two oldest, you know, we grew up in the Twin Cities area, or they did, so they don't know. They've been down to Worthington, but they've never been to Turkey Days. And I said, you got to go this year because I'm going to be on a float in the Turkey Day parade. And because the older class reunions there, they have you ride on a float and it says Worthington High School Trojans class of 1984. And we're sitting on this long flatbed trailer on hay bales waving to people. It's just
dressed
like
as turkeys, I assume.
We
right?
were not, thank God. It's ridiculous enough without that. But my kids are like, we got to see this. We got to film this. And I said, yeah. And before the parade, everybody's lined up along the street. They have turkey races.
Oh,
and and they're like, turkey races? And I'm like, yeah, the live turkeys. And of course, they have the handlers that are trying to shoo them down the street to get their turkey to win. But the turkeys usually veer off and go into the crowd and scare little children. So that's usually what ends up happening. I'm not sure what happened this year because I was on the float waiting to go down the parade when the turkey race happened. So that was my weekend. I shouldn't say weekend from hell, but it was interesting. It was fun to catch up,
like
though. I didn't recognize a lot of the people. We had to wear name tags. We're at that point. And I didn't graduate from that big of a class. I mean, it was less than 200 kids. We all knew each other. But, you know, we've changed a bit in the last 40 years. Let's just put it that way.
Wow.
So, Sue, how are you doing?
I'm doing
great.
Can
you top that? Can you top Turkey Days, Sue?
No, I was in Las Vegas, so, you know, I think anything
can top turkey days.
Yeah, you probably, you know, what you see in Vegas, you'll never forget. Let me tell you.
You'll never forget it, but
no.
You also won't want to tell people about it, from what I've heard. So you and Cole and some others went there to see a concert. What did you see?
Yeah, Pink. Pink. Oh. We saw Pink in concert. And
I have seen videos on YouTube of her show. Did she fly on the wires across the audience?
Oh, she did. She sure did.
That's crazy.
All the acrobatics. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, she's quite a performer.
Oh,
We had a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Great, I think she's a great singer.
Oh, absolutely.
She's actually
I love
got
every
the talent.
Song.
It's not just all show, but it's a lot of show. But she actually has musical talent as well, which is nice.
Yeah, she's
great.
One of my favorites.
I'm a big fan. So, well, that's cool. You guys got to go to the show.
Yeah.
Cole, I guess I don't have to ask you what you were doing because I know you were there as well, right?
That's right. Yeah, we were there together. Yep, it was a great time.
Yeah. Yeah, how many of you went?
There was 10 of us in our group.
Yeah.
10? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
10. Just if you guys could allow me a moment to be sad and weep. I must have lost that invitation somewhere. I don't. Must have not gotten the invite on that one. No, that's great.
Next time, next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've been to Vegas together before for a big conference, and we had fun. Yeah. We all went out to eat. That was nice. And hey, the show, though, today, getting our finances ready, this is the time of year when you start reviewing things, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. And actually, there was a NerdWallet article entitled How to Get Your Finances Back on Track for Fall. And it has some really great tips that we're excited to share. Now, the first of which is thoroughly reviewing your summer spending. Now, before you make any decisions about your future spending, you should understand your recent spending trends. Now, by doing so, you'll likely be able to identify some easy and quick fixes like too many meals out or too many clothes purchases. Now, you should reach out to your financial services professional for a recommendation for budgeting. For a budgeting app, and then also review your credit card and banking statements for the summer months. And don't forget that there aren't uniform rules when it comes to budgeting. Some people may prioritize meals out with friends, while others may want to dedicate more money to travel. Now, the goal should be to budget in a way that lets you enjoy your life while paying your bills and saving robustly for your eventual retirement.
Right. And a lot of people are also really busy during the summer. You know, you go to the grandkids' Little League games, cookouts, golfing, boat trips, traveling all over the place. Maybe you're up down to Florida. And in the midst of all that, I think it can be easy to lose track of spending. So a budget review can be really helpful, can it?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. And paying off debt is actually the article's next fall prep step. If a chunk of your summer spending ended up on credit cards, then there's no time like right now to get them paid off. Remember that the longer you wait, the harder and more expensive that's going to become. So create a debt payoff plan. One option is the snowball method, where you pay off your debt sources with the smallest balances first to build up some momentum. And then after that debt is off your plate, you move on to the next debt source with the smallest balance until you find yourself tackling your largest debt source using the extra money that you have from paying off your other debt. Now, conversely, you could utilize the avalanche method. Now, with this, you're going to put energy into first paying off your debt source with the highest interest rate. And that means you'll likely pay the minimum or close to that on your other debt sources. However, once your debt source with the highest interest rate is off the books, you can then use the money that you're now saving to aggressively pay off your other debt sources.
So whether you use the snowball or avalanche method, getting that first debt source down to zero is going to feel like a great accomplishment. I think, though, for me, I want to pay off that highest interest loan or credit card first. But either way, it depends on your personality. If you do get one paid off, then it will probably inspire you to take on the next one even more so. So that works as well.
That's right. And the next recommendation is to build pop-up expenses into your overall financial strategy. Now, beginning planning now for next year's summer travel may help you avoid going into too much debt when summer 2025 arrives. still plan for those expenses alongside planning for things like annual home maintenance and holiday shopping. And it's very easy to fall into a budgeting trap in which you account for monthly expenses like housing, a car payment, and your phone bill while forgetting about one off expense that most of us are hit with at least a few times a year. So some financial experts recommend budgeting in 3-month increments. That way your regular monthly expenses are covered. But for example, building a budget for June, July, and August can help you specifically address your summertime needs.
Yeah, and I really think that obviously a lot of people out there need to think about this, and I'm intrigued by budgeting in 3-month segments, like you were mentioning. It's easy to picture how helpful that could be to some people. So in your experience, Cole, what are some of the reasons that building a budget with a financial professional like yourselves is helpful?
Well, Tony, first, a financial services professional is there to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And that means if your spending on one area is a little out of whack, your financial services professional is going to point that out, tell you why, and then help you to understand how to fix that. And beyond that, a financial services professional can help you set goals, track expenses, estimate future expenses, identify overspending, including finding inefficiencies, and much more.
Yeah, that's true. Now, we should probably take a moment here to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you. I know you're offering a no-charge, no-obligation consultation. How can our listeners take advantage of that, Cole?
Well, Tony, they can simply give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Well, this has been a great show so far. Listeners, we're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole right after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. And during the show today, you've been talking about things we can do to prepare our finances for fall, for the end of the year. And in that first segment, you talked about reviewing your summer spending, paying off your debt, and preparing for unexpected expenses, which always seems to happen, at least to me. What do you have for us next, Sue?
Well, we're going to continue on with that NerdWallet article I mentioned in the first segment because it has more insights worthy of discussion, including maximizing employee benefits. Now, if you work at a company that provides employer benefits, the open enrollment period is often in the fall, and that's your opportunity to make changes to your previous selections for healthcare coverage and other benefits. Now, in addition to making changes, the open enrollment period is also a good time to thoroughly review who you have listed as your beneficiaries on your workplace retirement accounts and life insurance policies. Now, life changes like a marriage, divorce, or birth of a child can often change your beneficiary game plan. Now, remember, the people that you name as beneficiaries on financial and insurance accounts take precedence over what you do state in your will. So you should also take a close look at your flexible spending accounts that set aside pre-tax money for things like dependent care and health care expenses. Now, while some companies do offer a grace period that lasts beyond December 31st, if your flexible spending account doesn't provide a carryover option, that money is typically gone for good if you don't use it. Now, therefore, you should be sure to complete the reimbursement process, which often involves submitting receipts and other paperwork.
Right. And so I know that a lot of people out there are wondering, hey, how can I do all this? You don't have to do it on your own. Work with a financial professional. And as you've both explained on previous shows, it can be easy to forget about these beneficiaries on insurance policies or an old financial account. But forgetting can really be serious, and you need to double check these. It could mean an ex-spouse or someone who's no longer a part of your life could end up with a piece of your assets, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Tony, and you definitely want to make sure you know who's going to be receiving things after you passed. Now, the article next recommends getting yourself prepared for tax season. By the time September draws to a close, there's only 3 months left to make contributions to certain types of tax-advantaged accounts like 401ks. Sure, you may not file until sometime in late March or early April, but you need to think about your taxes long before you file. A U.S. News & World Report article entitled Seven Steps for Your Fall Financial Checkup recommends creating a mock tax return. Doing so will give you a clear picture of your taxes that you've paid so that you can adjust your withholdings as necessary. Now, a mock tax return may also reveal underfunded employer-sponsored accounts like 401ks. This may also be an excellent time to boost your contributions by 1% or 2%, which will help lower your taxable income and aid you in hitting your retirement goals sooner.
Well, that seems like a great idea to me, Cole. Rather than worry about what your taxes are going to be, why not be proactive about it?
That's right, Tony. And the U.S. News & World Report article also recommends checking your credit report. Now, this is one that many people forget about during those busy summer months when it feels like we're always running from one thing to the next. And it may be especially important to review your credit report if your summer included travel, because you were likely using a credit card frequently for hotels, food, gas, and souvenirs. Now, make sure everything has been reported correctly. And if you see any errors or even potential fraud, reach out to your credit card company immediately so they can freeze your account. Now, in some cases, you may not be on the hook for charges that are proven to be fraudulent. Now, remember, you can request a free copy of your credit report at annualcreditreport.com. After you have your report, be sure to give a copy to your financial services professional so it can be added to your file. Now, it also might be a good move to sit down with your financial services professional to review your credit report, because they may be able to see additional red flags or ways to improve your score.
Right, and I try to review my credit score at least once, if not twice a year, to make sure everything's in order. And the last time I did it, I did find a mistake, and I filled out the form to challenge it. They corrected it. It improved my score. It took something off that shouldn't have been there. So you want to make sure you do that, at least to make sure a scammer hasn't opened up a credit card or some other kind of account in your name.
Oh, absolutely. And another solid move is comparing your various service providers, from insurance plans to credit cards to phone companies and internet providers, making sure that you're getting services that you truly need at the best possible price. U.S. News & World Report recommends a website called Quote Wizard that helps users compare insurance rates, because prices do often change. Now, interestingly, the article quotes an insurance industry expert who notes that insurance companies purchase shopping data and then will use that data to incrementally increase your rate annually based on what they think you're willing to pay. Now, this is another area where we would encourage you to take a broad view. For example, let's say you find a new insurance company and internet provider, and those two things save you $80 a month. On one hand, you may say it's $80, big deal, but $80 a month for a year is $960, and $960 over the course of a decade is $9,600. So that becomes a much more significant number.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is definitely more significant, and I think people need to understand that. So we fall into habits with insurance companies, right? And as I've been with this company for a number of years and have auto payments turned on, I don't have to think about it. So you stick with the status quo, But you don't owe an insurance company endless loyalty, right? You get what you need at the best price you can. At least you should. So I think that's where people need to be at, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tony.
Yeah, and I think we should probably take another minute here to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you. I know, Sue and Cole, you're offering a no-charge, no-obligation consultation for any questions or to talk about getting a plan in place, and it's so crucial. Get a plan in place, or at least get your current situation reviewed, get a second opinion. Cole, how can our listeners out there do that?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. That sounds great. And we're going to take a quick break and be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and today we're talking about preparing your finances for fall. Great show so far, Sue and Cole. What do you have for us in this final segment?
Well, Tony, before our last break, we talked a bit about reviewing your credit report to make sure there aren't mistakes or signs of fraud. Now, in the time we have left today, we'd like to get further into that topic. Now, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled How to Dispute a Credit Report Error, and it provides a lot of really useful information. Step one, as is probably no surprise, is to thoroughly review your credit report. Now, you should be on the lookout for these common credit report errors. The first one being incorrect identifying details like your name or Social Security. Second, accounts that aren't actually yours, including fraudulent accounts or accounts that belong to someone with a similar name. And also open accounts that are reported as closed and vice versa. And then accounts that list you as an owner rather than an authorized user. And then you should check to make sure that accounts are incorrectly shown as late or delinquent, duplicate accounts, or incorrect delinquent dates, account opening dates, or last payment dates, and also incorrect balances or credit limits, credit inquiries that you didn't authorize, and last but not least, public records, such as bankruptcies that don't belong to you. Now, discuss what you uncover with your financial services professional to consider the next steps. An address that's one letter or number off may not be worth worrying about, but accounts that aren't actually yours can certainly be a big deal.
Well, yeah, it can be a really big deal, and I'm glad you brought that up, Sue. Obviously, this is huge. It's a great list. If you review your credit report and uncover errors, what's the process for disputing them, Cole?
Well, Tony, you'll need to dispute the potential error with the credit bureau that created your report and the company that supplied the information, which is called the data furnisher. Now, for example, if the error appears on two or three reports, say Equifax and Experian but not TransUnion, you'll need to reach out to both Equifax and Experian. As you prepare to make your case that the report contains errors, you want to arm yourself with copies of these documents. Identifying documents with your correct name and address, like your driver's license. Current bank statements that include things like your balance, credit limit, payment status, and account status. Canceled checks, student loan disability letters, court documents like bankruptcy schedules, relief program agreements, letters from a lender showing an account error was rectified, proof that an account was opened via identity theft, corrections letters from lenders. Again, the three credit bureaus are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, and you can file disputes with each of them on their respective websites. Each of their websites provides a phone number and traditional mail address that you can use to make a dispute claim.
Yeah, and there you go. Thanks for giving us that info. A lot of people were probably curious, and I know that you should stay on top of this. I'm sure nobody relishes the idea of having to reach out to a credit bureau with a stack of documents to make sure your case is made, that they made an error. But, you know, it takes some work. There's no denying that. But when it comes to keeping your finances accurate, it's definitely worth the effort.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if your review uncovers errors or fraud, the article next suggests contacting the data furnisher, even if you correct an error with one of the credit bureaus, unless you've also reported it with the data furnisher, the mistake will continue appearing on your credit report. So, for example, if you correct the spelling of your name with one of the bureaus, but not the data furnisher, your credit report will continue showing the incorrect name. Now, data furnishers include banks, credit card companies, auto financing companies, collection agencies, utility companies, and real estate companies and organizations. Now, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website has sample dispute letters that may help you through the process. Simply visit consumerfinancial.gov and search the term sample letters.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, it's been a great show so far today. We covered a lot. Is there anything else, Cole, you want to add before we go?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder that when it comes to planning for your fall financial checkup, you do not have to do it alone. That's what our team of skilled advisors are here to assist with. And you can reach out to us today by calling 715-355-4445 or visiting retirewithbushka.com.
All right, listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.